Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Today's episode of Pit Panther Rants, another Sportsman's podcast, is brought to you by The Sports Drink, your digital water cooler. Check them out on www.sportsdrink.org or check out their Instagram at @sportsdrink. It's sportsdrink without the vowels. Just remove them and be done with it. All right, guys, welcome to another Pit Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast, brought to you by Walt Harris, sponsored by The Sports Drink. Well, we had a bye week this past week, and Pitt sits at 4-2, so we're three wins. Magic number is 3 for 7 wins, you know, so we can do our usual 7-5 type of thing. And I did see that Jaden Bradley is moving on. He's going to the transfer portal. Based on some posts that I've seen, he maybe there were some issues there. I don't know. But Pat is all about the we, not me type of thing. And, you know, whatever. I mean, if it didn't, you know, I'm not sure what's going on there, but I guess he did contribute at times, but he also hurt us at times. But whatever it is, he's you know, best of luck to him wherever he goes. You know, hopefully he finds a better, just, you know, at the end of the day, whatever happened to Pitt just didn't work out. Hopefully wherever he goes next works out. But he is going to finish his classes and stay the semester. Good for him, you know, finish out the academic year and, you know, get those credits. But we'll get watching listening to the VT Virginia Tech game. I missed part of the first half because I was doing stuff with my kids, and you know when Pat Bostic and Bill Hillgrove are very concerned in the booth. You know, there's some issues. I mean, they said this team needed a spark, and they need it from somewhere, whether it's from the sidelines, people cheering them on. They needed something. It was just, I guess they felt there was a lack of emotion. Pitt did get a spark as Izzy went to the hizzy several times. Actually, Izzy went to the house 6 times and broke Tony Dorsett's rushing record, single game rushing record. I wasn't really too sure about that, you know, how to feel about that, because I just felt that Tony did his record against Notre Dame. And, you know, Notre Dame obviously was still, you know, a very prominent program at that time. Very prominent. They're not as prominent now as they like to be. Whereas Izzy was rushing against Virginia Tech. And I just wasn't too sure about him breaking the record against a shitty Hokies team. But if you don't give him the ball, well, who else are you going to give it to? Because the passing game just isn't great at all, and Izzy's basically our only playmaker on offense for the most part. I mean, Gavin Bartholomew, he makes an appearance here and there when they throw the ball to him, and he makes his cameo when they throw the ball to him. But there hasn't really been anything. Nothing's really happened on offense. I'm laughing here because Twitter just popped up, and I guess, you know, the Barry McConkiner account, I guess, just replied to Elon Musk saying, "Elon, you're a class personified. My wife's boyfriend drives a Tesla, and she's super excited about you buying a Twitter owning the lips." And of course, his reply was saying, from another guy saying, "My wife's boyfriend lets me stay up late, only for Broncos games, though." Ooh. But looking at Pitt's season and review so far, it's been weird. I mean, they took Tennessee to overtime with a one-legged quarterback who throws like Kent DeKalvey. Somehow they lost that game. Well, we all know why they lost the game, so let's not get into that. And they lost to Virginia. They lost to Georgia Tech. That's pretty much Pitt in a nutshell. That's actually always Pitt. We win a big game and we lose a team to a team that's, you know, we always have that at least once, that once what the fuck game, you know. But if we're, you know, looking at the team itself, I mean, Izzy's been pretty much the consistent bright spot. Ronnie Hammond is still hurt, and I'm not sure if he even comes back this year. I mean, he's on the depth chart, but who knows? But I mean, I thought the running game obviously isn't much of a concern now. The passing game is. I mean, from the quarterback to the offensive line and to the receivers. The receivers, this was supposed to be one of the most talented positions we've had. And it's been a disappointment. You know, it's just the drops are there, not getting open. And the quarterback, obviously, his internal clock, I don't know what happened, but he was showing confidence in Tennessee when we played. And then after he got hurt, it seems like whatever happened, it's like somebody hit the reset button on him. And we're back to what he was starting the season. I mean, he started throwing downfield against Virginia Tech, and he did it when he should have been checking down. We saw that late in the game where that happened. But I'm not sure what to make of him right now, and the way things are going, I'm not sure if we, you know, I don't think we win our division this year. Although on paper we're more than able to win this division, but I just don't see it happening. So what can we expect in the second half? Well, in the second half of the season, we may have to, things may need to happen for us to set us up for next season for success. We need something to emerge from the offense besides the running game. We need somebody to emerge at the receiver position. Not just tight end, but wide receiver. And that's pretty much what needs to happen there. You know, we need good things to happen to get us the momentum for next season. Defensively, we've been good for the most part. I mean, we haven't been consistent due to, we've allowed some big plays, not just so much in the pass, but in the running game as well. It also doesn't help when your defense is on the field a lot, because the offense has been great. I mean, I had Pitt covering, which I think they did cover that 14.5, I believe. It went over because I figured Tech would do something. It's just Tech has been struggling on offense, but they seem to, you know, hit a mark there. Let's not forget we spotted them some points due to the muff punt. You know, the special teams for the most part have been disappointing. I mean, in terms of punting, we spotted teams' points. You know, West Virginia, we had the block punt, and then we had this muff. And the field goal kicking game pretty much cost us the win against Tennessee. I hate to say it, but it did. You know, you got to make your field goals. I mean, that's just the reality of it. I mean, it wasn't entirely on him, but if we're pointing out there to kick, we're expecting them to make it, get the threes. Those were critical field goals to make, and he did not make them. So yeah, special teams for the most part, yeah. At least in terms of punting and field goal, have been disappointing. So there's really, there's been some few bright spots, but just, I just feel like there hasn't been enough to overcome the bad ones. Now, as we look at the rest of the schedule, they got Louisville, it's at Louisville that, Scott Satterfield is playing for his job. It's at Louisville. They just beat a bad Virginia team, and I'm not sure what kind of team we're going to get here. They are going to score. They've scored 30 plus points their last two games, so they're going to come in with a purpose. Obviously. As we look at the team stats, they had over 200 yards on the ground, 275 passing. Oh, look at this. Mikel Cunningham didn't play. Brock Domann played. And he did pretty well, actually. But he's a dual threat quarterback. So let's see here. Is he hurt still? Oh, he left with an injury, looks like. So Malik Cunningham should be back this week. But if he's not ready, then I keep seeing McKell. I don't know why I keep getting their names mixed up, but whatever. Oh, nobody listens to this thing anyways. Who cares? Let's see here. He had concussion-like symptoms from the Virginia game, I guess, from the game before, the Boston College game. So, yeah, it's more the same. Dual-threat quarterback. Same song and dance. I'm not sure how this turns out. It just depends on what we're getting, what we're going to see. Defensively, we know what we're going to see from Pitt. Offensively, it's another story. I'm not sure what we're going to get. But UVA couldn't run the ball or let alone throw it. Wait a second. Yeah, they really didn't run at all. Let's see. Rushing TD. No, they had 6 rushing yards. So I'm guessing that's a bad example. Boston College fared a little better this time. That's cool. They lost to South Florida. 41-3. Oh, wait, they beat South Florida. I'm sorry. I can't read. Yeah, I'm not sure what we're going to get with Louisville. Either way, I think this is going to be a tough game. And I had this pinned as one of the teams we may lose to when I did my Pitt preview. And that still may be the possibility. The way things are, the way with the offense, Carter Warren's out with an injury. He's out for the year. I'm not sure what to expect in this game. And what's the line for this game? If we're thinking about that. As we go, we look. Let's see schedule for this week. Let's go ACC. Nope, I want scores. Damn it. Louisville minus 1.5, which is probably the right thing to do. Over under 54. Oof. It's basically a pick 'em. I don't know. If I do a podcast later this week, I'm probably going to go with Pitt. Yeah, because not sure what to make of Louisville right now. But yeah, I'm probably going to go with Pitt. But if I do a podcast later this week where I do my picks, probably so. And of course, going back to what's been happening, USC lost the other night against Utah. That was pretty awesome. I'll admit it. It was great watching USC go down. Misery loves company. And sure enough, they can have some of our misery. On the flip side, Jordan Addison was hurt. He got hurt during the game, late in the game, actually. In fact, there hasn't been much release on him yet about his injury. They say he was seriously injured. I mean, he was on crutches, I remember. But not much has been said about his injury, like what his updated status is. I'm curious about this. Let's see here. Yeah, nothing's really been talked about if he's out or not, but I'm sure we'll hear later this week if he is. But if he's out, if he's hurt, say for a couple weeks, does he even come back to USC at that point? I mean, if you have a pro career on the balance, or on the horizon, I should say, do you want to come back and play? I'm sure he may have to because, well, he doesn't really have to. But, USC did pay him some money. And he does, he's very close with his friend at quarterback, their buddies, Caleb Williams. But, you also have to make business decisions. So you got to separate the friendships from the business. Because if Jordan gets hurt again, say if his career goes down the shitter, is his friend going to really care about that? Because his friend has a pro career. He may have a pro career on the horizon. Is he really going to be that concerned as well? That's some things you got to think about when you're doing these things. But if he's out a few weeks, I just don't see him coming back. The only reason I can see him coming back is if maybe a playoff spot is still up for grabs. They lost. Weird things can happen in the college football playoff thing. And, he could come back if that, possibility. Or he may be back next week. It depends. It just depends on how severe this injury is. But, if he decided to opt out, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you're supposed to be a first round pick, and why risk another injury? And I know people get mad when these guys opt out and stuff like that, but people in the media and people on Twitter always say get pissed off when these guys opt out of bowl games or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's not their career, it's not their paycheck or potential paycheck. So your opinion of whether or not they're playing or not doesn't really matter at all. But as far as the rest of the weekend goes, we saw Penn State lose to Michigan. I liked Penn State with the +7, and it was looking good. But they're off. Their defensive line is too small, and Michigan eventually exposed it with their running game. I thought Penn State could rally their quarterback, and it looked like they did at one point. I mean, they were leading. And, but unfortunately, when you can run the ball, you don't have to do anything else. You really don't have to do much of anything else. And that's pretty much what happened. Penn State was moving the ball at one point, and I think they were down 24-17, and they had a first down call back due to a whole offensive pass interference. And it just and they turned the ball over on downs, and then Michigan ran for a touchdown. It just knocked the wind out of their sails. But I thought Penn State would give them some trouble. I did early, but Michigan eventually wore them down. And of course, James Franklin made an Aaron Donald quote because he said, everybody wants to be Aaron Donald, but they can't. And it's pretty much the truth. But, you know, at the end of the day, James recruited that. They recruited those players, and that's and they're there. So he can't be too mad about that. We also saw Tennessee knock off Bama. This is obviously going to be Tennessee's year, and as much as I hate how the fans acted after that being Pitt, this is going to be their year, and I'm sure they've suffered enough. So I'm going to stop worrying about them losing because I think they're doing just, you know, they've suffered enough, I guess, in terms of being Tennessee fans. Now, obviously, in Pittsburgh, for the Steelers, there's a QB controversy, it seems. Well, maybe not. I mean, Kenny Pickett got hurt. Concussion, it looks like. Mitch Trubisky came in and stepped up and helped, you know, got the Steelers on a touchdown drive, and they obviously won the game, but he supposedly looked pretty good. And people are saying, wonder if, they pulled the plug on Mitch. Supposedly Mitch came in with some sort of, he was playing out of, he wanted to be aggressive. And the thing is with Mitch is, he should have probably had this mindset from when he started in week one in Pittsburgh. You're a first round draft pick who was booted in Chicago, was a backup in Buffalo. People pretty much have labeled you as a first-round bust for the most part. Steelers bring you in, but they draft somebody in the first round behind you. So you should have been, this whole coming with an aggressive mindset or whatever, you probably should have had it from the get-go. Because in this league or even college, especially in college, if they sign you in college, it doesn't mean they're going to stop recruiting people like you. They're going to keep signing people like you, if not better than you. And that's why you work hard and you get out there and you play. Mitch, I'm not sure what happened with Mitch here, but if he was passive the whole time, then that's a problem. But if he comes with that attitude as a backup for say if our star goes down, then sure. But I mean, Steelers were moving the ball a bit with Kenny, and he seems to give him a better chance. Although it hasn't really reflected in the win column too much, and they haven't scored that many touchdowns. And people are saying that Najee's hurt, his foot's hurt. If that's the case, and if Najee's hurt, then maybe sit him because he hasn't really been contributing a whole lot being hurt. There's plenty of guys that do get hurt and they play anyway and they actually contribute. And he really hasn't. But these receivers also have been in this league long enough, Deontay and Chase, that they need to start making plays as well. Now, the talk of Tomlin, I guess, firing Mike Tomlin or departing with him, you know, Cowher had his losing years too, and they were a mess. And I think at one point he was going to resign, and they ended up getting rid of Tom Donahoe instead. And it really doesn't matter what our opinion is. If the Rooneys are sticking with Tomlin, they're sticking with him. That's their decision. But I do believe after all this time, you do give Mike Tomlin the opportunity to rebuild. Because Cowher was handed some really good players when Noel left. He had some good seasons. Should have went to at least two Super Bowls, if not three. Let's see, that 94 season where they choked against the Chargers. That team was dangerous and loaded. They should have went. They didn't. 95, they almost didn't go to the Super Bowl. They went, but they almost didn't. They played a really crappy Colts team that gave them a hard time. And they needed some big plays in the end to do it. And then the 97 season, they lost to Denver. It was a rematch of the, because Steelers beat them earlier that week. And some of the, there was some, you know, that was a game where Cordell just made some really many bad decisions. One of them was an interception at the goal line where all the Steelers really had to do was run it in. And for some reason, he tried to do some sort of jump pass to Mark Bruner, and I guess the Denver picked him off. I mean, he just wasn't himself. And of course, that loss set the tone for the next two seasons with Cordell, because he did nothing but struggle. I mean, I think, well, the 98 team, they were like, I think they were 7-4 or whatnot. That loss on Thanksgiving derailed the entire rest of the season. It was a mess. You know, that was a game where Cordell was crying on the sidelines. And then eventually 2001, they woke up. 2002, Cordell struggled. They put Tommy Maddox in, and somehow they went 10-5-1. And then 2003, things were falling apart then. They were 6-10, and some moves were made, I believe. I remember he made some changes in the staff, and they drafted Ben Roethlisberger, who was the third string at the time. And, you know, things were on its merry way. Things were great ever since then. I mean, they did win the Super Bowl, and then the year after they missed it, well, Ben was hurt for part because he was riding, he was riding a motorcycle without a helmet and spiked himself off a car. But, Tomlin deserves to make, to right the ship. Given that you give that opportunity to right it. Now, they played the Bucs, and I'm not sure what's happened with Tom Brady, but I can say for somebody who's went through a divorce separation, it's gonna take your toll on you mentally. You know, it's not a fun thing. Your work, the stuff you do, I mean, professionally, it's going to take its toll on you as well. I mean, because when you're going through that type of thing, you're dealing with a lot of emotions and a whole bunch of other stuff. I mean, it's a lot of, and after when it's over, it's going to be, you're still going to be dealing with some things. It's going to be a daily struggle. And you have to worry about whatever battles you can win, stuff that you know that you can do. You focus on those. You do the best you can with the other stuff, but you focus on things that you can handle. Because there's some things you'll no matter what you'll never be able to handle, or at least mentally for the most part and emotionally. But if you got kids, you focus on the kids. You focus on them and their well-beings, because that's what matters the most. But as we close this out, we'll talk some Pitt hoops. Dior Johnson was, he's in suspended indefinitely. I guess the report came out. I guess there was some. It's weird how that happened, because it happened a month earlier. He was barely on campus, and the guy's been tweeting like nothing happened. I think the night or two before he got charged, officially charged, he was tweeting about Russell Wilson and the Broncos. He was clowning Russell Wilson on Twitter. I mean, the guy was going along like nothing happened. I read what happened, the charges, and I don't know. I mean, he's been through several high schools, I read, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And I've watched some of him in practice, and he looks very talented. He looks like a very talented player. I can see why Pitt took a shot at him. But it's obvious. I mean, if everything holds up the way it is, it may just be another L. But Pitt supposedly is doing well recruiting for his next class, so I don't think, people, you know, let's be honest, Jeff Cable isn't losing his job anytime soon. So, but anyways, guys, I'm done here. Enjoy the rest of your week. Kettle Pitt.